Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Effectively Describe a Successful, Difficult Project. As an experienced IELTS examiner and instructor, I understand the challenges students face when tackling the speaking section, particularly when asked to describe a time they successfully completed a difficult project. This topic is frequently encountered in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future examinations. Let's delve into how you can excel in this task and boost your speaking score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the IELTS speaking test, the examiner may ask you some general questions related to projects and challenges. Here are some potential questions and how to approach them. Do you enjoy working on challenging projects? What kind of projects do you usually work on? How do you handle difficult tasks in your daily life? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner: Do you enjoy working on challenging projects? Candidate: Yes, I do enjoy challenging projects. They give me a chance to learn new things and improve my skills. Sometimes they can be stressful, but I feel proud when I finish them. Candidate: Absolutely. I thrive on challenging projects. They provide an excellent opportunity to stretch my capabilities and acquire new skills. While they can be demanding at times, I find the sense of accomplishment upon completion incredibly rewarding. Moreover, tackling complex tasks often leads to innovative solutions that can be applied to future endeavors. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a time when you successfully completed a difficult project. You should say what the project was, why it was difficult, how you completed it, and explain how you felt after completing it. Here's a sample answer for Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a challenging group project I undertook during my final year of university. The task was to develop a sustainable urban planning proposal for our city's downtown area, which was facing issues with traffic congestion and lack of green spaces. The project was particularly difficult for several reasons. Firstly, it required integrating knowledge from multiple disciplines, including urban design, environmental science, and social studies. Additionally, we had to collaborate with diverse stakeholders, including local government officials and community representatives, which demanded strong communication and negotiation skills. To complete the project successfully, we adopted a systematic approach. We began by conducting extensive research, including studying successful urban renewal projects from around the world. We then organized focus groups with local residents to understand their needs and concerns. Using this information, we brainstormed innovative solutions and created 3D models to visualize our proposals. One of our key strategies was to delegate tasks based on each team member's strengths. I took charge of the environmental aspect, proposing a network of green corridors to improve air quality and provide recreational spaces. We also utilized project management software to keep track of deadlines and ensure smooth collaboration. After months of hard work, we finally presented our proposal to a panel of experts. The feeling after completing the project was absolutely exhilarating. Not only did we receive high praise for our innovative ideas, but parts of our proposal were actually considered for implementation by the City Council. This experience boosted my confidence significantly and reinforced my passion for urban planning. It also taught me the value of perseverance and teamwork in overcoming complex challenges. Additional questions the examiner might ask: What was the most challenging aspect of this project? How did this project help you grow professionally? Sample answer Band 8-9 for the first question. The most challenging aspect of this project was undoubtedly balancing the diverse needs and interests of various stakeholders. We had to find common ground between the city's economic development goals, environmental concerns, and the residents' poor quality of life expectations. This required not only technical knowledge, but also strong diplomatic skills. We often found ourselves in situations where we had to mediate conflicting viewpoints and come up with creative compromises. For instance, when proposing to pedestrianize certain streets, we had to address concerns from local businesses about potential loss of customers. We overcame this by designing a phased implementation plan and suggesting temporary parking solutions, which helped alleviate their apprehensions while still moving towards our sustainable urban vision. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner: how do you think the ability to handle difficult projects impacts one's career progression? I think being able to handle difficult projects is very important for career growth. It shows that you can take on challenges and solve problems. Employers usually like people who can do hard tasks, so it can help you get promotions or better job opportunities. Candidate 8-9. The ability to successfully manage challenging projects is paramount to career advancement in today's competitive professional landscape. It demonstrates a range of crucial skills that employers highly value, such as problem-solving aptitude, resilience under pressure, and strategic thinking. Individuals who consistently deliver results on complex projects often position themselves as invaluable assets to their organizations, which can lead to accelerated career progression and increased responsibilities. Moreover, the experience gained from tackling difficult projects enhances one's adaptability and fosters innovation, qualities that are increasingly sought after in leadership roles across various industries. Examiner: do you think schools should assign more challenging projects to students? Why or why not? Candidate: I believe there's significant merit in schools assigning more challenging projects to students, albeit with some caveats. Engaging in complex, multifaceted tasks can foster critical thinking skills, encourage creativity, and better prepare students for real-world challenges they'll face in their future careers and personal lives. These projects often require students to synthesize knowledge from various subjects, promoting a more holistic understanding of their education. However, it's crucial to strike a balance. The difficulty level should be carefully calibrated to stretch students' talent abilities without overwhelming them. Schools need to provide adequate support systems, such as mentorship programs or collaborative workspaces, to ensure students can navigate these challenges effectively. Additionally, there should be a gradual increase in project complexity as students progress through their education, allowing them to build confidence and skills incrementally. Furthermore, challenging projects should be designed with inclusivity in mind, accommodating different learning styles and abilities. This approach can help level the playing field and ensure that all students have the opportunity to develop these crucial skills regardless of their background or natural aptitudes. In essence, while I support the idea of more challenging projects in schools, it's imperative that this is implemented thoughtfully and with appropriate support structures in place to maximize the benefits for all students. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Tackle, verb, tackle, to try to deal with a difficult problem or situation. Example: we had to tackle several unexpected issues during the project. Innovative, adjective, in-tive, using new methods or ideas. Example: our team came up with an innovative solution to reduce costs. Collaborate, verb, tate, to work jointly on an activity or project. Example: we had to collaborate closely with the marketing team to ensure a cohesive strategy. Perseverance, noun, perseverens, continued effort and determination. Example: completing this project required a great deal of perseverance. Multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example: the challenge was multifaceted, involving technical, financial, and logistical aspects. Mitigate, verb, mitti, to make less severe, serious, or painful. Example: we implemented several strategies to mitigate the project risks. Synthesize, verb, to combine different ideas, influences, or things to make a whole. Example: the project required us to synthesize information from various sources. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example: this project played a pivotal role in shaping my career path. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a difficult project. Structure your answer clearly, using phrases like firstly, additionally, and in conclusion to guide the examiner through your response. Use a range of vocabulary, including less common words and idiomatic expressions, to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples to support your points, making your answer more engaging and credible. Show reflection by discussing what you learned from the experience and how it impacted you. Practice speaking on various topics related to challenges and achievements to build your confidence and fluency. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, natural intonation, and a steady pace to showcase your English language skills effectively. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a time when you had to manage a project under pressure. Describe a time when you had to learn something new for work. Describe a time when you completed a challenging task. By following these guidelines and continuously practicing, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about successfully completing difficult projects in your IELTS speaking test.